Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An unexpected visitor has taken roost in the eagle's nest at the Gladys Black Eagle campsite, a mother goose. What's happening at the nest, and what can we learn from Mother Goose? Let's go in depth with Marla Mertz, Marion County naturalist. So Marla, you were telling me that the Gladys Black Eagle cam is now a goose cam.
Yes, it is. It's quite unique. Nature works in mysterious ways, but as most of you all remember, we have the Gladys Black Eagle Cam, and we developed a website surrounding Gladys and some educational facets for teachers and students here in Marion County. And we had the cam set on the nest earlier this year, and then realized that the eagles moved across the road and built a new home for their family. They now have two babes, and they're growing up quite rapidly. But we happened to check the nest cam, the original nest that we had the cameras set on, and a Canada goose actually adopted the nest on Friday, and six eggs have been laid. So we are going to anxiously await for those little goslings to hatch, and she will take them off to the yonder, back to the lake at Red Rock.
And so a goose cam, that's sort of different, isn't it? Are there any goose cams around the world?
There are some goose cams. This one is a little more unique, being in a used eagle's nest, so that makes it a little bit more inviting. But there are some around the United States, actually, on Ustream. There are so many different cams out now for hummingbirds and for geese and hawks, herons. And so you can just about choose from 1,000 cams to view and watch the growth and progress of each different family. But this one just happens to be quite unique, and it kind of reawakened the Ustream page on the cam site rather than watching Gladys's eagles through a camera and a scope from a ways away. They're now right in the nest with a mama goose and watching her behavior. So it's almost a total opposite between raptors and waterfowl and what to expect. So it's all new learning process for us.
Well, and to me, it seems pretty high for a goose nest. Is it high for a goose nest?
We think it's high for a goose nest, but we have really no control over what they choose to do. And there are quite unique ways that they find to raise their family in the safest way they know possible. And we don't know the history behind this goose and what kind of maybe traumatic things has happened right near where the nest tree is. Maybe she did try and nest and something happened. We're not sure. But usually they're right on the ground along the water's edge. Lots of times our water comes up and floods them out, and so they retry. But this goose just happened to know what she really wanted, and she has made a home. She is totally excavated the interior of the eagle's nest out, and it's quite a beautiful nest.
And some chicks have hatched, or just eggs?
No, just eggs. There are six eggs that were apparently laid on Friday, and that's all that she's letting us see. So we're just pretty sure we know that there are six eggs. I don't think there's room enough for more from the views that she's allowed us to have on the cam. Same as with wood ducks. You know, they are a cavity nester, and so they can be very, very high up. And once the eggs hatch, the babies jump, and they go on with mom to wherever she wants to take them to be.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marla Mertz, Marion County naturalist. So those little ducklings, or is that what
the goslings?
The little goslings are going to jump. How high? That's what?
That's about 80 feet.
80 feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to worry about their safety?
Well, you know, we don't know that. We have no control. Apparently, she's very well aware. There are a lot of nest cams with Canada geese that are high up on concrete buildings in the cities, jumping to concrete, and they survive. So apparently, there's some behavior there that are very similar to the wood ducks, and we just haven't been able to personally observe what happens every day, 24 hours a day.
And this is a Canada goose.
This is a Canada goose, yes.
Well, what do we know about Canada geese?
Well, we have quite a few Canada geese, of course, in Marion County. It used to be that they were big migrators, and so we didn't see a lot of Canada geese over the winters. Over the past, 25, 30 years, there's been a lot of pen-raised Canada geese to provide more of them during hunting seasons and things like that. So they've lost a lot of their migration patterns. So that's why we see a lot of Canada geese stay all winter in some of the areas that we have bodies of water that they can stay at. Again, I wish I knew a little bit of history about this Canada goose, only because she's getting a lot of people from all over the world and internationally checking in on her, and it's just been a real positive aspect for our camera. Something's finally adopted the nest that the eagles abandoned, and we're not going to let Gladys's eagle's nest go. We're trying to find a way that we can switch cameras at certain times, but it's a little harder than just switching a switch. It does take some effort on volunteers to change cameras and change views, but we don't want to lose sight of our eagles either and what they're doing on a daily basis. We have a lot of volunteer moderators that monitor every move they make 24 hours a day. So we will get a lot of information about Canada geese and our bald eagle family at the same time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marla Mertz, Marion County naturalist. Now, when I was a kid, you hardly ever saw a Canada goose.
No.
And now you see them regularly.
Right.
And so younger people might not, and even people that have been around for a while like me that see them everywhere, we might not appreciate their significance or their role in the ecosystem.
Right. And they are a wetland species, as with most of our other waterfowl. Yes, we do have a hunting season on species such as Canada geese, but they all play a role. It's just kind of like the wood duck. You know, we never saw the wood duck when we were younger either, and it was the assistance of people and wildlife conservationists that basically brought up the population by assistance. And those Canada geese have been pen-raised in the past. They're banded on an annual basis. They're monitored pretty regularly over across the nation. We just kind of take it for granted because we see them often and we hear them call. But it is the sound that we want to hear when we visit a wetland or we visit a pond or lake.
Is this one banded? Is
no, banded? It's no. Not. I was looking very closely just to happen to see if it was, but no, it isn't banded. So,
and no one's going to band it 80 feet high.
No, no. We have no control over what she does. She's being a very good Canada goose mother. She does cover them up on a regular basis, and she's not really gone very long when she does need to leave for food. So, she's just captured the hearts of a lot of people, and we could try and continue, you know, Gladys Black's legacy through the Gladys Black Eagle website and learning opportunities for different things. Again, moderators on Ustream, when you watch the webcam, you can always jump in and ask questions. Everybody seems to want to help and raise the awareness of that goose in the eagle's nest, and she's brought a lot of smiles.
Now, earlier in the fall, I believe, there were raccoons in that nest.
Yes.
Do we have to worry about them now?
No. That happened to be a huge den tree, and we knew that the eagles were considering possibly moving their nest or building another one through that territory. And raccoons, and as well as great horned owls, are a predator of most everything in the nest. So we did, the Red Rock Lake Association and a couple of other volunteers put up a tin wrap around the bottom of the nest tree in hopes that it would alleviate the raccoons going up to the nest. So they were up there for a long period of time, and once they got down, they weren't able to get back up. So she is safe from raccoons. That is one thing that we know for sure. But we can't control nature. We don't know what's going to happen with all the cams throughout the United States and internationally that we watch here and there, or we watch all the time. Either way, that's nature. You can't get much closer to their life as watching through a cam. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, and what can we learn by watching the mother goose and her goslings?
Well, I asked that same question because a lot of people said, oh, it's just a goose. And it's like, you know, I don't really know much about Canada geese and their behavior. I can pretty much tell you the behavior of certain raptors, but waterfowl is totally different. So I've asked a lot of questions and had a lot of them answered, but we can learn from the Canada geese just as much as we can an eagle or a hawk. It's just in a different way. And again, it renews information and questions about our water resources, our public lands, and the things that are inhabit around us that maybe we can just get a little closer to, a little better understanding, and maybe not take things for granted.
We can watch her and become more familiar with nature.
More familiar with nature on a daily basis. Wind, storms, things that happen. We hear the eagles cross over that tree on a regular basis because there's sound through the camera as well. We can hear her sound. She purrs a lot. It's just kind of a unique sound. It's just things that you would not ever see if you just took a walk or happened to run across an area where there might be nesting geese.
So you could go from a scene of domestic tranquility to drama, even tragedy, if a storm hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch it all there.
Mm-hmm. You can go through numerous emotions in 5 minutes of watching an eagle cam. And those eagle cams, goose cams, hummingbird cams, anything can happen at any given moment. You have no clue, but that's the way nature is. And we take our life and we know what to expect. Things happen in our life that can raise our emotions or, you know, take its turn, and same things happen to them on a daily basis. It's just different. And she can bring a smile, and sometimes you get really scared for her if she's gone too long. You get really excited if she's going to let you see her eggs. It's just an up and down scenario to watch these cams and watch the birds that are there and get to know them. They almost get to be a part of the family. A lot of them want them named. We haven't decided if we want to personally give a name to her. Most of us that work with conservation and wildlife don't like to name wild animals because it becomes too personal. But we all have our own special names that we throw out there to refer to what we're watching.
Well, when we get kids to the computer screen and get them looking at the Gladys Black Eagle Cam, which is now focused on the goose, mm-hmm. How can we teach them? What should we be talking to the kids about, or do we need to be talking at all?
Well, we started with the Eagle Cam, and that was to bring in family ties through an eagle family, maybe a different way of learning for students. They could watch and observe something that is majestic in nature that they could maybe attune to. Same way with the goose. I didn't really know that there were that many people that would notice a change in a matter of hours. So really, basically, you can learn the same life experiences through any species of wildlife bird or mammal by watching and observing their life as often as you can. You know, you can just learn so much. We as professionals who think we know an awfully lot find out that we really know not very much. And they teach us a lot of lessons. But we can also provide avenues through our daily work and talk about them and what they do. And it creates skills as well through children.
And what's the website address again?
www.gladysblackeagle.org.
And as part of the goal, getting kids and people, you're getting them interested in nature, getting them in a place where they can see and observe more. But ultimately, we want to build that real outdoor connection too, don't we?
Yes, we do. We want to bring awareness. We want to bring respect. We want to bring education. We're trying to tie in as many possibilities as we can about life. And that's where it's at. You know, they're going to be there to assist us if we just want to kind of listen with our eyes.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. As of this morning, several goslings have hatched at the nest.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.